Subaru's assembly plant in Lafayette, Indiana, a zero landfill status, is designed to save cost and our future environment. It is part of what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Information online at wardenmartin.com or 352-8910.
Periods of rain, some heavy, some rumbles of thunder in the forecast today. Meteorologist Ed Keezer will have details in 5 minutes. First AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bosser.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. State Senator James Meeks has called off a boycott of Chicago public schools staged to protest Illinois' education funding system. Organizers said last night the two-day boycott of CPS was a success and brought attention to the issue of school funding while showing students what a well-funded school looks like. On Tuesday, when school started for CPS, more than 1,000 students boarded buses to suburban Northfield, where they symbolically registered at the affluent New Trier High School. Earlier yesterday, students skipped classes to attend impromptu lessons in the lobbies of 18 downtown Chicago government and business buildings, including City Hall, the James R. Thompson Center, and Boeing's headquarters. Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan has called his members back to work next week, and Governor Rod Blagojevich hopes it will break the logjam over a stalled statewide capital construction program. The Democratic governor and Democratic speaker have been at odds for months over how to do a construction program for roads, bridges, schools, and other projects. The governor wants money for a multi-billion dollar capital program to come from a partial lease of the state lottery. Madigan spokesman Steve Brown says they hope to have a workable plan on the lottery lease for House members to consider. Brown wouldn't get into specifics of that plan. Brown says the House will also consider fund sweeps, which could be used to restore some of Blagojevich's budget cuts. Republicans are reacting to news that the House will return to Springfield for a special session. House GOP leader Tom Cross questions if Madigan is putting on a show to appease voters who want a public works program.
I'm glad that he's interested. I'm glad he's talking. But I think it has to be a real discussion with all the players and not just something for the sake of doing it to take the monkey off your back, so to speak.
Cross says Illinois' unemployment rate is dismal and building schools and fixing roads is a way to pump money into the state's economy. A Champaign County Board Committee will take a fresh look at a proposal to change the county board's size and structure. The policy committee will start its review of the issue next month. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The policy committee will sift through proposals collected by reform advocates Brendan McGinty and Greg Knott. Knott, the county board GOP caucus leader, says all ideas are on the table, but he says he remains in favor of cutting the county board's 27 members down to a smaller number, such as 18.
You get 27 in a room. Quite frankly, I've seen us make some decisions in the last 10 years I've been on here that have been very poor. Or we delay or we wait until the 11th hour when the decision-making, you know, we're backed into a corner and don't have a choice to do things.
Democrat and Policy Committee Chairman Tom Betts says he's keeping an open mind, but believes keeping the county board larger allows for more measured deliberation of the issues and more diversity.
There's advantages to having a board with a lot of social, racial, economic, job diversity, and 27 people gives you a lot of diversity.
Bett says it will take months for the policy committee to reach a conclusion, which would then come before the full county board and possibly before the voters in an advisory referendum. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Indiana Republicans are looking forward to tonight when Arizona Senator John McCain formally accepts their party's nomination for president, but soon after, they'll return home from the Republican National Convention to hit the campaign trail in their state. Michael Puente has more.
Even though Indiana is very much a Republican-leaning state, GOP leaders say they hope to keep it that way with lots of hard work. Indiana GOP head Murray Clark says Republicans will continue to pound the pavement for John McCain, especially since Barack Obama's campaign is pouring lots of money, time, and resources in the state. But that doesn't mean Hoosiers will see a lot of John McCain in person.
It doesn't make sense for the McCain campaign to spend huge amount of resources in states that he's going to win anyway. I believe Indiana is one of those states. That doesn't mean we're taking anything for granted. We will work night and day, and then some for the McCain campaign.
Clark says he hopes to get McCain's running mate, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, to visit Indiana sometime soon. I'm Michael Puente.
Federal regulators have named an old industrial complex in northwest Indiana as one of the nation's most hazardous pollution sites. The U.S. EPA named the U.S. smelter and lead refinery in East Chicago to its Superfund National Priorities List. That listing will allow state officials to complete a comprehensive plan for addressing the site's contamination. The 79-acre East Chicago site opened in 1906 as a copper smelter, and in 1920 it became a lead smelter that specialized in recovering lead from automobile barriers. It closed in 1985. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
It's 8:35 and a half. Meteorologist Ed Kieser has this update on the weather for us. More rain and rumbles of thunder. I'm not going to let you go on that one. I love it.
Well, good. I'm glad you like it.
It's so descriptive. It's perfect.
Well, we are going to have rain, and I think for a large part of the afternoon it will fall continuously, and every once in a while there will be some thunder rumbling out there probably, but not continuously, so that's why it's worded that way.
Now, you have Saturday as a mostly sunny day, and we have a lot of things going on, of course. The opening of the renovated Memorial Stadium.